Don Bradman, cricket's great tragedy. Sir Donald George Bradman, born in Cootamundra, New South Wales, Australia, on the 27th of August 1908. Apart from playing for the Invincibles, the only team never to lose a game on a tour of England, his batting average was 99.94. And he's often cited as statistically the greatest achievement by any sportsman in any sport. So why still does cricket claim his achievement? Because of his unorthodox technique. He's down to genius and natural talent without taking notice of the batting technique that still stands head and shoulders above any other batsman ever. He needed four runs, a fluent pull through mid-wicket or a flick off his pads down to fine leg, a smashing drive through cover point, or a scything cut shot. His repertoire was full and his ability was unquestioned. He needed four runs to average 100 in every innings of his international career. In fact, all he needed was an inside edge down to fine leg. How many runs over the history of this great game have been unjustified? If ever Lady Luck, based on ability and achievement, could have applied a magical touch, this was the moment. The Don, who walked to the crease to be received by rapturous applause, a cricketing rarity, this tribute usually the other way round when you've scored the 100. He scored zero. He still got a standing ovation walking off, despite the collective state of shock. And while the relative difference between 100 and 99.94 is statistically irrelevant, it's become a totem of impossibility. What makes his achievement even more incredible is that none of the thousands of batsmen who have tried to even match or even challenge his batting average come anywhere near. Why didn't cricket say, "Don, how did you do it?" Well, some did. In Bradman Revisited, written by Englishman Tony Shillinglaw, he explores the basic biomechanical structures of Bradman's technique, how his method was formed, how it differs from the orthodox methods, and who most closely resembles the Don in the modern game. In one of the most important coaching manuals of the modern game, Bob Woolmer's The Art and Science of Cricket, he mentions the questions that arrive from Shillinglaw's research.